अखंडम सच्चिदानंदम अवांग मनस गोचरम आत्मानमखिलाधारम आश्रये भीष्ट सिद्धये। वेदांत सारा वी हैव सीन दि अनुबंध चतुष्टया। What are the Anubandha Chatushtayas? Adhikari, Vishaya, Sambandha and Prayojana. 4. And in the Anubandha Chatushtaya, we saw the Adhikari elaborately. Then we saw Vishaya, Sambandha and Prayojana. The subject matter, Vishaya, Sambandha. What is the connection between this text and the subject matter? And Prayojana, what is the benefit, what is the result we are going to find by means of the study. And then we are looking into the Guru Upasadana, approaching a Guru, that is the topic. We will read. अयम अधिकारी जनन मरणादि संसारानल संतप्तो दीप्त शिरा जलराशिमिव उपहार पाणिः श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठं गुरुमुपसृत्य तमनुसरति तद्विज्ञानार्थं स गुरुमेवाभिगच्छेत् समित्पाणिः श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम् इत्यादिश्रुतेः। अयम् अधिकारी, दिस् अधिकारी, सो वी सॉ what are the characteristics of an adhikari. Big line. This adhikari, what should an adhikari do, is being told now. This adhikari should approach a guru. Upasadanam and anusaranam, as I said in the last class. Two things an adhikari is supposed to do, the acharya is telling. And this adhikari is janana maranadi samsaranala santaptaha. He is santaptaha, scorched by the samsara anala, by the samsara fire, characterized by janana, marana, etc., birth, death, etc. So that means this adhikari is suffering from the samsara. Not only he is suffering, he is feeling the suffering. He is sensitive to the suffering. Everyone is in samsara. But everyone is not santapta, not scorched. Even though they are scorched, they feel they are not enough, scorched enough. Why? Because there is no enough sensitivity to see very strongly the pain caused by samsara. One requires a sensitive mind. And this adhikari's mind is sensitive. That is why he is santapta. And he feels enough is enough. No longer. How long can I wait? It is enough. So that alam buddhi, alam pratyaya has come to him. Enough is enough. I can't make any further delay. until and unless he has this sensitivity, he will keep on postponing. There is the story of a gentleman, a grihastha, to whom a sadhu came and told, "You come with me, I will teach you Vedanta." Then this gentleman said, this grihastha, "Now my children are young. Let me take care of my children and get them settled. Then I will come." And the children became older. They got a job and they are settled. Then the sadhu came again after a few years and said, "Now you come. It is a good time to study Vedanta. Your children are settled. You have no family worries." Then this gentleman said, "No, no, not yet. I have to get my children married. Then I will come." So the sadhu went back. This gentleman got the children married. His son got married. His daughter got married. And after a few years, he has a grandson, young grandson. And then this sadhu came again and said, "Are you ready now?" "Not yet. My grandson is there. He has to grow old. And let him at least start going to school." Like that, this gentleman said. And sadhu went back. Then again he came. He said, "Let my grandson get married, then I will come." So sadhu went back. And after a long time, this sadhu came again to see. And then they said, "This person is already, he has passed away. He was old. He has passed away. But there is a dog in front of the house. There is a dog." So this sadhu saw that this dog is the rebirth of this gentleman. And this sadhu knows the language of dogs. So there are some people who can speak the language of animals. So this sadhu spoke to the dog and asked, "You know, I can teach Vedanta to dogs also." "Will you come now?" "I can't teach, okay, that sadhu could teach." So then this dog said, "See, my grandson is very irresponsible. And there is nobody to guard the house. Some thief may come inside and take away things. So I became a dog and I am guarding the house." The sadhu said, "Rama Rama, no, nothing can be done." So this person is not an adhikar. So the sadhu can't do anything. Even if he came to his house, he can't do anything. Some people say, if you are an adhikari, the guru will come to your house. Therefore, you need not go to a guru. Why you are going to the class all the way? That is the question. Let the guru come here. And the guru goes to the house. Guru starts taking a class somewhere near the house. Then also people start one or two classes, they come. Then they say, "Okay, I won't come. This is my experience." It happens when there is no adhikaritva. He is not santapta. He is not feeling the fire of samsara. He is not sensitive to the fire of samsara. So this adhikari is a janana maranadi samsaranala santaptaha. And when you are sensitive, you know how much is the heat of samsara. What is the pang of samsara? You feel. Buddha, the story of Buddha we have. This Buddha was in a was confined to the palace, not allowed to go outside because his father was afraid that if my son sees all these sufferings, he will become a sannyasi. That is what an astrologer told perhaps when he was born. And one day he went outside. He saw, the story says, he saw a leprosy patient, Kushtarogi, and a dead body, and an old man. Jara, old age, death and disease. Just he saw. And it was enough for him. Because his mind was sensitive. He left home in search of solution for this samsara. So the mind has to be sensitive enough to see the suffering of samsara. That is why everyone don't want moksha. Moksha is not chosen by everyone. So this adhikari chooses moksha because he has seen the scorching fire of samsara. He has felt he is feeling the scorching fire of samsara. And therefore, he is eager to go for finding a solution. And what is the solution? Somehow he comes to know that the solution, the only solution is Atma-jnana, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the truth. And that can be found only from a guru. You should go to a guru. And therefore, he eagerly searches for a guru. And that eagerness is given by an example. Deepta shira jalarashi miva. Deepta shira. One whose head is scorched. One whose head is burning. Such a person searches for a jalarashi. A lake or a water reservoir. He is searching for a water. That is the example given. Similarly, this adhikari will not stand for any delay. He wants to find a guru as early as possible. He won't postpone. Some people may say, let me go after some time. Now I am not in a hurry. Yavat swasthamidam shariramarujam yavat jaraduurato yavat chendriya shakti rapratihata yavat kshayonayushaha atmashreyasi tavadeva vidusha kavyav prayatno mahan sandeepte bhavanetu kupakhananam pratyudyamah kidrishi. There is a shloka by Bhartrihari. Yeah, in Vairagya Shatakam. Yavat swasthamidam shariram. As long as this sharira is swastha, this sharira is sound, body is in good health. Arujam, without any disease. As long as the old age is away, you are not yet 99. Yavatcha indriya shakti rapratihata. Your eyes are working well, ears are hearing well. The eyes are not yet, becoming weak because of old age or disease. Because once the ears are gone, you can't sit in the class. The first adhikaritva is your ears should be functioning properly. Otherwise, what is the use of sitting in this class? You can only see that some action this Swami is doing. That's all. So, indriya shakti is not weakened. The power of senses is not weakened. Yavat kshayo nayushaha. Still you have life for a few years. The death is not near yet. Atmashreyasi tavadeva vidusha karya prayatno mahan. Tavadeva, then only one should make effort. Karya prayatna, one should make effort for atmashreyas. Atmashreyas means for moksha. One should make effort, then only. Because sandipte bhavane tu upakhananam pratyudyamah kidrashi. When the house is on fire, you can't start digging the well. So therefore, there should not be any delay. Once you understand that there is a moksha and I can pursue this moksha, there should not be a delay for going for moksha. So Deepta Shira Jalarashimiva, this person is not delaying the moksha. He is not postponing the moksha. When you are very hungry, you will eat the food. There is no choice. When the children are not hungry, they will say, I will not eat what you have given. Only if you bring that particular food, I will eat. They will say, when they are not hungry. But when they are hungry, whatever you give, they will eat. So this person is hungry, yearning for moksha, thirsty for moksha. So Deepta Shira Jalarashi Miva Upahara Panihi. He should approach a guru. He has found a guru and he is going to the guru. How he goes? Upahara Panihi. Holding an upahara in hand, holding a gift in hand, an offering in hand. Upahara means any gift or offering. So this upahara is a token of respect, token of surrender to the guru. Generally, they give the fruits. The fruits indicate that you are offering all the results of your good karma to the guru. That is what these fruits indicate. The phala of your karma. Whatever good phala you have attained, you are offering. You are to the guru or to Ishvara. You are offering. So, upahara pani. Take, carrying a gift in hand, carrying an offering in hand, he should approach the guru. Shotriyam, shotriyam brahmanishtham gurum upasritya. He should approach a guru. What kind of guru? Shotriya and brahmanishtha. Shotriya means the guru who himself has studied from a guru previously. He is a Kshatriya. He has studied the Shastra from a guru by himself. Not a person who has started a new sect by himself. He is not eligible for becoming a guru. He is an upstart. I saw something in a dream and I will tell. What I saw in the dream, I tell. Such a person cannot be a guru. Andhena iva niyamana yathandha, Kathopanishad says. Like a blind leading another blind. And both will fall into a ditch. So therefore, one should approach a Kshatriya, a guru who has studied the Shastra and he is loyal to the Shastra, to the tradition. Not a person who says, I think independently and therefore I have my own philosophy. Such a person cannot be a guru. So, Kshatriyaha. And the Tikakaras say, Kshatriya, Kshatriya Grahanam అకామహ తత్వ అవృజినత్వ యోహ ఉపలక్షణార్థం. ద శ్రోత్రియ అలాంగ్ విత్ శ్రోత్రియ యు హావ్ టు సప్లై టూ మోర్ థింగ్స్. ద టీకాకారాస్తి అకామహత అండ్ అవృజిన. ద గురు షుడ్ బి అకామహత. అకామహత మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై డిజైర్స్. హీ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ కామహత. కామహత మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై డిజైర్స్. ఎ గురు ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్. హీ కెన్ నాట్ బి ఎ గురు. డిజైర్ ఫార్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్, డిజైర్ ఫార్ మనీ, హీ ఈస్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై దాట్. హీ విల్ నాట్ టీచ్ సిన్సియర్లీ, హీ విల్ టీచ్ ఫార్ మనీ. సో సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో వన్ షుడ్ అవాయిడ్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ శ్లోక, గురవో బహవాస్సంతి శిష్య విత్తాపహారకాః, గురవో విరలాస్సంతి శిష్య హృత్తాపహారకాః. దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ గురూస్ హూ వాంట్ టు స్నాచ్ ద మనీ ఆఫ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్, బట్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ గురూస్ హూ సిన్సియర్లీ విష్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టూడెంట్. శిష్య హృత్తాప, the difficulty, the pain in the mind of a shishya, those who want to remove, are very few. So therefore akamahata is another condition. And then third condition is avrijina. He should be avrijina. Avrijina means he should be morally acceptable. So he should not be, you know, morally wrong. Such a person cannot be a guru. So a morally acceptable guru is avrijina, free from the vrijinas, free from moral imperfections. So avrijina and then brahmanishtha. Finally he has to be brahmanishtha. So four conditions are there. The author gives two, the tikakaras give, add two more. And they have taken from a shruti vakya only. They are not adding by themselves. There is a shruti vakya also. Shrotriyo vrijino kamahataha, like that shruti vakya is there. Therefore brahmanishtha, fourth one. Brahmanishtha means one who abides in the knowledge of Brahman. He should mean what he says. When the teacher says aham brahmasmi, he means aham brahmasmi. Not a lip service. A lip service will not work. There are some people who say, according to Shankaracharya, aham brahmasmi. That won't work. What Shankaracharya says should mean to this person. So therefore, brahmanishtha. That kind of gurum upasritya, having approached. So upasritya, upasarana it is called. Upasadana or upasarana. Or you can say upasatti. Upasarana, upasadana and upasatti. All three words have the same meaning. Approaching a guru. Guru upasatti. Guru upasadana or guru upasarana. Same meaning. Approaching a guru. And asking for teaching. In an Upanishad called Prashnopanishad, almost all these Upanishads have this Gurupasatti in the beginning. In Prashnopanishad, there are six Shishyas and they approach a guru called Pippalada in his ashrama and ask, this Shishyas ask, we have our questions. Can we ask the questions? The Shishyas ask. Then the Guru says, Pippalada says, I will not answer your questions now. For 1 year, you stay in my ashrama as brahmacharis. And after 1 year, you ask as many questions as you want. If I know the answer, I will tell, the Guru says. So therefore, Guru Upasadana should be followed by another thing called Guru Anusaranam. That is why Tam Anusarati. Guru Anusaranam. Second stage. Anusaranam means serving the Guru. Anusarana literally means following, but it includes serving the Guru. One of the Tikakara says, Kaya Vacha Manasa. Bodily, by body, mind and speech, serve the Guru. Also, it includes listening to the Guru, the teaching. Taking notes is Anusarana. So, serving the Guru, Guru Seva, and also following the teaching. So, Anusarati. So, for that, now the Acharya is quoting a Shruti Vakya, a Shruti statement. And it is in Mundakopadishad. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachet samitpanihi shotriyam brahmanishtham. Tadvijnanartham, for the knowledge of that, for the knowledge of Brahman, saha, that adhikari, gurum eva abhigachet, he should go to Guru only. The word Guru means one who teaches. Grinati upadishati iti Guru. One who does the upadesha is a Guru. And therefore, the Guru should teach. Guru is the one who communicates. That person alone you can call a Guru, really speaking. One who doesn't teach and just blesses a Mahatma, he cannot be a Guru, a silent Baba. He is a Brahmajani, of course, but he cannot be a Guru because he doesn't teach. And since he doesn't teach, he cannot convey the Brahma Vidya. And until the Brahma Vidya is not conveyed, you cannot get the Brahma Vidya. So there are certain great men who don't teach. They are really great. They have found the Brahma Jnana by themselves, and great Siddhas, such people are there. But they don't teach. Such people cannot be Guru. Because the very word meaning, the very meaning of the word Guru, implies one who teaches. Grinati iti Guru. So therefore the Shruti says, you should go to a Guru only. You should go to a teacher only for knowing this Brahman. Not to a non-teaching person. Not to a person who doesn't teach. That is why Guru only. Eva. Eva is told. And how he should go? Samit Panihi. He should have a Samit in hand. Samit means a fuel for Yajna. So he should hold a Samit and he should come to the Guru. But see, in the original, the Mula, that is before this quotation, we saw Upahara Pani is the word. But in the Shruti, Samit Pani is the word. Why it is so? This Samit Pani, suppose this Guru is a sannyasi. And he doesn't do this homa and all. A sannyasi is not supposed to do homa and other things. And this shishya comes with samit. What is the use? Therefore, the Tikakara says, samichabdo guror anurupopayana matropalakshana paraha. The samit stands for any offering which is suitable for the teacher. If the teacher eats fruit, you can bring fruit. If the teacher eats mango, you can bring mango. Not necessarily samit. That is why this Prakarana Grantha Vedanta Sara Sadananda says, Upahara Pani. Any gift in hand, any offering in hand, not necessarily samit. Samit Panihi, Shotriyam Brahmanishtham. The Guru should be Shotriya and Brahmanishtha also. Ityadi Shrutehe. Like that, there are Shruti Vakyas to say that a Guru is required and one should approach a Guru. Gita also says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastattva darshinaha. Tadvidhi pranipatena. This knowledge you can attain by means of pranipata. First of all, go to a guru and do pranipata. Prostration. Sashtanga namaskara. And pariprashna. Ask questions. First of all, ask question, ask for teaching. In all the Upanishads, you will find the Shishyas ask question. In Mundaka Upanishad, the student, Shaunaka, comes and asks a question. I have heard that there is a knowledge by means of which everything becomes known. And you teach me that knowledge. That is the question. And in Kaivalya Upanishad, which we are seeing, there is again a question. Adhihi Bhagavo Brahma Vidyam Varishtham. Teach me that Brahma Vidya. Ashvalayana comes to Parameshchi and asks that question. So every Upanishad has this question. Pariprashna. And Seva, Sevaya, by means of service to the Guru. So, Ityadi Shrute, Shruti and Smriti Vakyas, a number of Shruti Vakya and Smriti Vakyas are there regarding the necessity of a Guru for this knowledge. So the Shishya's work is over. Now the Acharya is telling what is the work of a Guru then. Saguruhu Parama Kripaya Adhyaropa Apavada Nyayena Enam Upadishati Tasmai Savidvan Upasannaya Samyak Prashanta Chittaya Samanvitaya Yenaksharam Purusham Veda Satyam Provachatam Tattvato Brahma Vidyam. So for a guru, there is a rule for a guru also. That is, if the shishya comes and asks for this knowledge and he deserves the knowledge, then the guru should not say no. Bhagavan Bhashyakara says in Mundaka Upanishad Bhashya, Acharyasyapyayam niyamo yan nyaya prapta sachishya nistaranam avidya mahodatehe. Acharyasya api, for an acharya also, a guru also, this is a niyama, this is a rule, that if a satshishya, a competent shishya comes, a deserving shishya comes, who has approached properly, for such a person, the knowledge should be given. He should be helped to cross over the avidya mahodati, the ocean of avidya, the ocean of ignorance. And therefore, this guru, to who this shishya has approached, saha guruhu, that guru, enam upadishati, enam, this student, upadishati, he teaches. And why he teaches? Why does the guru teach? Is he teaching for money? Is he teaching for any name and fame? I have one more, I have a student. Some people have this, this tendency to say, I have so many students, so many people have come, so I am a big guru. Not for that. He teaches Parama Kripaya, because of compassion, Kripa, and not just Kripa, Parama Kripa, great compassion. Because the Guru, who is a Brahmanistha, he cannot have any other motive than Kripa, and a great compassion, Parama Kripa, because he is Akamahata, we saw. He doesn't have any desire for himself. Therefore, only out of pure compassion, he teaches. Viveka Chudamani says, Ahetuka Dayasindhu. This guru is a Ahetuka Dayasindhu. Sindhu means ocean. Ocean of compassion. Dayasindhu. And what is this compassion caused by? Ahetuka. This compassion cannot be accounted for. You cannot ask why he has compassion. Then the Acharya says, this is the Swabhava. Ayam Swabhava Sata Eva Yatpara Shama Shamapano Dapravanam Mahatmanam Sudham Shuresha Swayamarka Karkasha Prabhavita Tamavatikshitim Killa. Ayam Swabhava. This compassion is the Swabhava of a Mahatma. To remove the distress of the others, the student. Parashramapanoda Pravanam. Removal of the Shama, the difficulty of the student. It is the Swabhava of the Mahatma, a Brahmajnani. And for that, the Acharya gives an example in Viveka Chudamani. Sudhamshuhu, Chandra, moon. During daytime, the earth is scorched by sun, by the heat of sun. And in the evening, at night, there is the moon, the rays of moon. And the moon cools down the earth. And it is natural to the moon. Moon doesn't ask for any benefit. This is a poetical example. Those who enjoy poetry will enjoy this. So therefore, he has to be a Paramakripa, a Paramakripal Guru. So Paramakripaya, by great compassion, he upadishati, he teaches. So, there is a Shruti quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. Previously also it is Mundaka, now also Mundaka. So Mundaka Upanishad is a very important Upanishad. You can see how many times it is quoted. So Kathopanishad and Mundaka Upanishad, you can find quoted almost frequently. So tasmai means to that, to him means to the adhikari, to the shishya who has approached. Saha vidwan, that vidwan. Vidwan means the knower of Brahman, that guru who is a vidwan. Samyak upasannaya, upasannaya, to the one who has approached, who has done the upasadana, samyak, properly, in keeping with the shastra. He has properly approached. And not only approaching is enough, he should have other qualities also. Sadhana chatushtaya is also required. Therefore, the Acharya says, the Shruti says, prashanta chittaya. He should be a prashanta chitta. Prashanta chittaya. The Bhashyakara says, uparata darpadi doshaya. All his doshas, all the undesirable qualities, he should be free from. What are the undesirable qualities? Darpa, arrogance, etc. Nambho darpo abhimanascha krodhav parushyamevacha, etc. The asuri sampati is told in the Gita. Darpa, arrogance, abhimana, all these things are told. We can take ragadvesha, all those things also. Anger, ragadvesha, etc. also. So, prashanta chittaya. Finally, it will imply one who has purity of mind. Chitta shuddhi is there. And as a result of chitta shuddhi, the sadhana chatushtaya is also there. So, prashanta chittaya. And shamanvitaya, he is endowed with shama. Shama means control of our mind. We have seen the meaning of shama. And then, for such a person, yena aksharam purusham veda satyam, yena, by which means, aksharam satyam purusham veda. One knows the satya, the truth. What is that truth? Purusha. Purusha means the atma. Atma is the satya, Brahman. And this Brahman is aksharam, unimperishable. Doesn't undergo any change. Doesn't undergo any destruction. That kind of purusha is what you have to know by means of this vidya, this knowledge. Tam brahma vidya, that brahma vidya. Tattvato provacha, tattvataha, properly. Pravacha, the Acharya, Acharya should teach. Pravadi, prabruyat, the Acharya should teach. Ityadi srutehe, like that there are Shruti Vakyas regarding what the Shruti, what the Guru should do when such a Shishya comes. And I have left out one thing. What? Adhyaropapavada nyayena. I deliberately left out. I didn't miss. So, this guru starts teaching. How he teaches? How does this guru teach? The shishya comes telling, I have this problem of samsara. Please help me, O guru. Like that the student will come. Then the guru says, there is no problem. There is only Brahman. You are Brahman. There is no problem. Like that if the guru says, will it work? It won't work. but I am experiencing the samsara. Then the Guru says, Jagat is mithya. Everything is mithya. There is only Brahman. But I am seeing this Jagat. I am seeing this table. I am seeing this chair. I am seeing this microphone. I am seeing other person is there. And I am seeing that all the in-laws are there. Children are there. All the people are there. Boss is there. It is all real. For me, for him it is real. And he is experiencing the samsara. And if the Guru says, 1,000 times also the Guru says, Brahma alone is Satya. There is nothing else. The Shishya cannot understand. Because what the Guru says contradicts his experience. Seems to contradict his experience for him. Therefore, in our tradition, the teaching involves a methodology. The teaching involves a technique. The truth is that only Brahman is real. Jagat is mithya. Jagat is unreal. And you are that Brahman. This is the truth. But we have to convey the truth to the student. And for that, the Shastra has to come down to the level of the student and account for the experience of the student, the present experience of the student. Why you are here? Why this Jagat has come? How you are, your body has come? And why you are feeling that you are a samsari? Why you are feeling that you are a jiva? All these things have to be told. And then from that level, step by step, he has to be taken towards the reality, towards Brahman. And therefore, a methodology is employed. A technique is employed. And that technique employed in teaching is called Adhyaropa Apavada Nyaya. Adhyaropa Apavada Abhyam Nishprapancham Prapanchate. There is a statement. This Nishprapancham Brahma, the Brahman which is free from Prapancha, is Prapanchate, is revealed by means of Adhyaropa and Apavada. Adhyaropa Apavada Abhyam. So that technique of teaching is called Adhyaropa Apavada Nyaya. Nyaya means a technique, a methodology. So every teaching in Vedanta is based on this Adhyaropa Apavada Nyaya only. So first of all, the Shastra will tell how this world has come, how this body has come. The Srishti is told, the creation is told, and then you are shown that you are here, and it is the samsara is because of this, your identification with this body. So this is all Adhyaropa. We will see the definition of Adhyaropa and the elaboration of Adhyaropa. This whole text is in fact Adhyaropa and Apavada. Every text is like that. Even Tattva Bodha you take, it is not mentioned, but it also involves the same technique. Any other book of Vedanta, it cannot be. The teaching is not possible without Adhyaropa Apavada. Therefore, Adhyaropa Apavada Nyayena Upadishati. So first of all, Adhyaropa. The first stage is Adhyaropa and the second stage is Apavada. So initially Adhyaropa is told and then Apavada is told. So now the teaching proper begins. So first Adhyaropa, then Apavada. And finally you are shown that you are the Brahman. And Jagat is Mithya. So this simple truth, truth is in one sentence, but that has to be conveyed. And this communication has to be effective. And that is why there is a methodology. So we will stop here and start the Adhyaropa in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.